Lorena here from Everything's Canceled podcast. Herman and I hope you've been enjoying our show. The best way to support us right now is to subscribe to our Patreon for some exclusive episodes and more at patreon.com/everythingscanceled. And don't forget, there's only one L in canceled. And shop our new merch on our Shopify. The Shopify is everythingscanceled.myshopify.com. Now let's get to today's show. You're listening to Everything's Canceled podcast with your hosts,
Herman
and Lorena. Subscribe to our podcast wherever you're listening to right now and follow us on Instagram at Everything's Canceled podcast. In each episode, we discuss topics in detail that could be triggering for some listeners, so please listen with care.
All content provided in this podcast is for general information and entertainment purposes only. Any copyrighted content reproduced in this podcast is done so in accordance with Section 107 of the Copyright Act, allowing fair use and is not an infringement of copyright. Any information discussed referring to specific incidents are allegations only, unless proven otherwise in a court of law. Due to the changing nature of laws, rules, and regulations, the hosts make no representations to the accuracy or completeness of any information in this podcast and will not be liable for any errors, omissions, nor the availability of this information, for any losses, injuries, or damage from the display or use of this information.
All right, welcome back to part two of Diddy, where we promised you that things are going to get a little crazier. Mm-hmm. So last night, which maybe you started it before that, but last night we sat down with our meal to watch this YouTube interview, which this is where shit always gets interesting for us, is when we find like these strange ass interviews on YouTube. And there is this guy.
It's worth giving it a watch because you have to pay attention. It's hard to follow him, everything he says. And he says a lot of fucking shit and like, you know, about like. It's not very long. It's only like 35 minutes.
Yeah. And so here, I'll introduce it a little bit into like how I was introduced to it. So, you know, I kind of came into the middle of it, but basically there's this guy and he had just gotten in trouble for...
His name is Jonathan Oddie, O-D-D-I.
Yeah. So he had just gotten in trouble, arrested by the police because he had gone into the Trump Tower where?
He's in Miami and he went into the Trump National Doral in Miami. It's like, I think
what
it's like a luxury
this?
Hotel. This occurred in 2018.
Okay. So yeah. So Trump Tower, Trump Hotel.
Yeah. Trump owned hotel in Miami. I think it's like a resort.
So,
and there's surveillance video of this incident. So you can pretty clearly see at least what happened specifically during the incident.
And basically he goes in and he like takes a gun and starts like shooting it up at the chandelier and he like takes an American flag.
Yeah,
and
he pulled
like,
down the American flag from outside. It's this giant American flag.
And he kind of like drapes it over the, I don't know, the reception desk. And
yeah, he looks a little unfocused. He's like kind of trying to put the flag on the desk and you see him unload a bunch of shots like into the crystal chandelier.
And he's like, he's a little sloppy. Like he like slipped on his socks and shit. It's like it's a little unhinged.
Yeah. So ultimately the police come and confront him and he ends up getting shot by the police. And there's kind of like a kind of comical video of him like running from the police where like you said, he appears to be in his socks and he's like maybe slipping on like the like marble floors and he is shot in the leg as well.
Typically so just, not someone that we would like want to put credit into, but like but what he says in this very long interrogation where these cops are treating him like he's like a toddler, like he's just absolutely insane, and we just want to, can we skip the crazy and get to like, why were you here, where are you from, who are you, dude? And he just sort of,
you can tell
it's weird because so much of what he says ties a lot of puzzle pieces together. So take me through it.
So yeah, ultimately he's arrested for this because, you know, he gets shot in the leg, gets arrested. So he's interrogated by the police, and that's where all of this comes from. Is this full interrogation video is available online.
What's important to remember about the Jonathan Oddie story, or one thing that is important to remember about the Jonathan Oddie story, is that this all took place in 2018. The Cassie lawsuit took place in 2023. So all of the information about Diddy and freak offs and anything with Cassie would not have been public information until late last year, November 23. Yet this guy seems to have a lot of information about Cassie, Diddy, and
a lot of things.
A lot of other stuff.
Yeah.
And, you know, he makes a couple statements about why he did what he did. He says that he was, you know, he did it as like a wake-up call and he's trying to make a statement against, you know, government corruption and all this stuff. And he says a lot of stuff in this video. He says that DJ Khalid, Diddy, and Rick Ross are all gay. He also says that DJ Khalid is a Hamas supporter,
which is, let's just cover that real quick. DJ Khaled is Palestinian. His parents are Palestinians, or are displaced Palestinian refugees. DJ Khaled, and who has been open about being Palestinian and about being a Palestinian artist in the past, has been absolutely silent since the current conflict has taken place. So it'd be very strange for DJ Khaled to be a Hamas supporter when, to keep his career safe, or for whatever reason he's determined, he's decided that he is not going to say anything
in support of
the Palestinians in Gaza right now. So
you would think.
So the Hamas claim is a bit dubious, but anyways, we'll move on. He claims that he was a male prostitute and that he was hired by Diddy to have sex with Cassie. He claims that this was like a regular occurrence. This isn't just something that happened. They kind of like kept him as like a sex slave, basically, and this happened. He does claim that he got herpes from them, but he claims that like while he was around
with Diddy and Cassie, that Diddy would talk on the phone. He would talk on the phone all the time. So he would overhear him talking about all kinds of things. And so he says that Diddy is a member of the Boule, which is like the black wing of the Illuminati. He makes claims of satanic ritual abuse, CIA mind programming, pedophilia, animal and blood sacrifices that take place at the Bohemian Grove, the Clintons and the Bushes and Trump attending these types of ceremonies. He goes all the way there in this interrogation. And then he goes on to say a number of other things. One thing that's interesting about this guy is that he doesn't really have a job, and like he has a company like where he sells minerals, like Pegasus minerals, like he sells crystals and shit. And he was like an erotic dancer. He was like a stripper. And at the time, you know, so which makes sense how he got kind of like hooked up with Cassie and Diddy. And apparently he was featured on a website called Dancing Bear. And this Dancing Bear website is a website that's based out of Florida, and they're like, it's a porno website, and it's kind of like in the like Bang Bros family of fucking like.
You're gonna have to break this down. What the fuck is
Dancing
this?
Bear? What do you think Dancing Bear is? Let's pose that question. What would Dancing Bear be?
Well, you threw a curveball there, bringing up porn. What the fuck are you talking about?
Dancing Bear is supposedly like, well, no, it's not supposedly. Dancing Bear is a website. It's, you can go feast your eyes if you feel like you need to see this. It's a website that features a specific style of pornography that features a male stripper dressing in a large bear suit, and then he performs for a group of women. And this turns into like a full pornographic scene that involves them like performing oral sex on him and him like having sex with these women and stuff.
I fucking love the internet.
Dancing Bear. The Dancing Bear. But okay. So what's interesting about the Dancing fucking Bear website that this guy, Jonathan Audie, was associated with, that he was on, is that there are a number of other people who have also appeared on Dancing Bear who have had strangely similar circumstances as Jonathan Audie. There is another man who goes by the name of Caesar Sayoc. Does that ring a bell to you?
No.
Caesar Sayoc was arrested for mail bombing. He was arrested because supposedly he was going to like be sending these package bombs. When you look into dancingbear.com, there's a bunch of other people who were like arrested, who worked for dancingbear.com, who were like later arrested for just fucked up shit, like murdering people and stuff. It's a really strange situation that several of them ended up in similar situations as Jonathan Audie and Caesar Sayoc. Could dancingbear.com, a website that features pornography of a man in a giant teddy bear suit having sex with multiple women, could this possibly be, you know, like an intelligence operation that's radicalizing these men to perform these acts of violence?
This doesn't even sound real.
Yeah, it's in the realm of fucking crazy shit, right? Like, of like the bat shit. We're in bat shit zone. But what's kind of crazy about Jonathan Oddie is when you listen to him talk, he will casually mention all of these things. And it's kind of amazing how much of it is also entirely true. So before his arrest, Jonathan Oddie had been buying properties around like the Miami area. Supposedly this guy bought $765,000 worth of like distressed properties. It was like several different like condos and things like that around the Miami area. This is in like 2014. And then remember, the incident at the Miami hotel and his arrest took place in 2018, so a few years later. But this guy was buying multiple properties, even though, like I just mentioned, his only real work he'd done was working for a gemstone company that didn't really make any money, and being a male stripper. And he worked as a personal trainer as well. Supposedly he made about $2,000 a month, and his net worth was -$1,800. -$1,800, but somehow he went on like a buying spree where he bought $765,000 worth of properties around like late September 2014. And one of the things that he says in his interrogation is he claims that he had reached a settlement with Diddy, that he received $4.12 million from Diddy in a settlement related to the things that had happened. But he also claimed that because of this, Diddy was after him. And so Diddy's lawyers, an attorney by the name of Mark Gregos and his associate Ben Mycelis, had been trying to set up Jonathan Oddie this entire time, and they've been trying to take him down. He claims that his phone has been tapped by all these people once again, and he claims that Diddy and Gregos are trying to set him up for extortion. And so this brings in the lawyers again. Who are Mark Gregos and Ben Mycelis?
Okay.
These people are indeed Diddy's lawyers. Both of them are associated with Diddy. And both of these people are like big time famous trial lawyers. So I have here some notes just about some of the cases that they've been involved in. Mark Gregos defended Susan McDougal in the Whitewater case. He defended Gary Condit. He defended Scott Peterson.
Ugh.
He defended Claire Bronfman, who is the daughter of the Seagram's company in the Nexium suits against, what's his fucking name? Keith Raniere.
Yeah, you got deep into that one.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, fuck that one. Fuck that guy. He defended Winona, defended Winona, Michael Jackson, Greg Anderson, who is Barry Bonds' trainer, Chris Brown, Colin Kaepernick, and Jussie Smollett. People are also very well known for their civil rights advocacy, just like we talked about Sean Hawley previously, and how Sean Hawley also has a really deep roster of defending all kinds of like, you know, people who seem like real fucking scumbags, but then they're also like, they take on these like really important, like, civil rights type of cases. And then most recently, Mark Gregos has defended Cain Velasquez, who is an MMA fighter who is accused of assaulting a man who supposedly molested his 4-year-old son. Have you heard the story?
God, no.
Supposedly, like, Cain Velasquez got arrested because he, like, chased down this guy in his car and, like, pulled a gun on him. Maybe he fucking beat him up, too. I don't remember. I don't know all the details of it. But supposedly, Cain Velasquez caught this guy like attempting to molest his son, and so now everybody is like defending him, of course, you know. I don't know enough of the details to really to speak on that specifically, but so Ben Mycelis, attorney Ben Mycelis, he works for Mark Gregos. Oh, I left one out too. He also defended Kesha. He represented Kesha. It wasn't defense.
I missed
suing
that one.
Her.
I didn't know that she had been like assaulted by her.
Yeah, I think she was a similar kind of a maybe somewhat similar situation where she was being controlled, kind of professionally, and then also being sexually assaulted by her. Those are the allegations. I'm not sure. I don't know the details of how that ended. So I'm not sure what happened there, really. Hey, that's a future episode there.
Yeah.
And then Ben Mycelis, who works for Mark Gargos, he also worked for Colin Kaepernick. He prosecuted the Fyre Festival guy.
Okay.
And
it's a good blip. And he kind of
got his start as an internship, kind of similar to these other, like, you know, mentor type of relationships. He was sent to work for Diddy when he was at Bad Boy Records, and it was like this like internship thing. And then when Puff Daddy at the time was involved in his Vote or Die campaign, when he got involved in politics, then Ben Mycelis, he went and he worked for Hillary Clinton, and he worked for like the Clinton campaign.
How did
and
I
he
miss
for her for,
Diddy's
for a
politics?
Few years. You know what? He really only had this kind of like brief foray
like
into politics.
Being in
as
politics?
Far as we know, with the Vote or Die campaign, which was like parodied in South Park, of course.
Puff Daddy?
Your friend Kyle told me you don't understand the importance of voting. Apparently you haven't heard of my Vote or Die campaign.
Vote or Die? What the hell does that even mean?
What you think it means, bitch.
Vote or die, motherfucker, motherfucker, vote or die.
Rock the vote or else I'm gonna stick a knife through your eye.
Democracy is founded on one simple rule.
Get out there and vote or I will motherfucking kill you.
It was really very brief, but it does create this connection between Ben Mycelis, who was an attorney who, like I said, was working as an intern for Diddy at Bad Boy, who then went on to work for Hillary Clinton afterwards. And fucking, of course, Jonathan Audie has plenty to fucking say about that. So he claims that, you know, Diddy and Mark, his lawyer, Mark Gargos, after he received this settlement from Diddy, or they've been trying to set him up for extortion and take him down ever since. He says that, you know, the settlement, and he talks specifically about the settlement, and he says that it happened since they've been trying to get him since 2012. He says that like a friend of his and the ex-wife all have copies of it. They're like, you know, you need to go get this. He claims that, and this is where attorney Michael Avenatti comes into the story. He claims that Gargos is the one who initially sent Stormy Daniels to Michael Avenatti. Michael Avenatti is the attorney who represented Stormy Daniels in her suit against Donald Trump.
Wow.
And then after that, if you follow the story of Michael Avenatti, he then, like, he ended up being indicted for embezzling money from his clients. And he like got sentenced. He went to prison for a little while after that.
Okay.
But then he got out, and now he's representing Rashir Gray.
Okay. So this dude's been done dirty, or whatever he says, and so he went and shot the chandelier in the Trump Tower.
Yeah, I'm a wake up call, you know, because of all of these corrupt things that he knows about. He claims that these celebrities are all smuggling drugs on their private jets. The DEA is in bed with them, and they're using their private jets to smuggle drugs around the country. He claims that Obama is a CIA agent, and that Osama bin Laden was never real, and that Obama was posing as Osama bin Laden. He claims that Ciroc and binge drinking and the drugs and the celebrities moving the drugs around the country is all part of the hip-hop agenda that is promoted by Obama to keep people on drugs and under their control.
So, okay, on a scale of 1 to 10, how much do you think what he says is true?
So it's one of those really interesting cases where a bunch of it seems well beyond belief, and then a bunch of it like falls right in with my own confirmation bias or whatever, where he says it and it seems conspiratorial, but it seems totally true to me. So What do you think? Like, what? Where does it? Does anything land here for you? Or
well,
does
this happened.
Like,
this happened in the last episode when we talked about Will Smith and when Brother Bilal came out and he said all this fucking crazy ass shit and he was just horrible and homophobic and all this shit. And also, I kind of believe some of the things that he was saying about. I would not be surprised if, you know, his claims that he walked in on Will having sex with what's his face, that like if. If come to find out that's true, I believe it, and I can see how in the sea and web of all of his bullshit he was spewing, he was expressing some versions of truth.
These people all know the people that they are talking about. Brother Bilal, Gene Deal, Jaguar Wright, Jonathan Audie, like all of these people, like Mark Curry, they all know who they're talking about. And then they'll tell stories that are very obviously true. And then particularly Jonathan Audie will tell stories that are wild, that seem to be connected to some of the things that are true and, you know, and are similar to some of those stories. But then they'll go other places that go much further into the realm of being like speculative or conspiratorial.
Well, that's how humans are, and like the complicatedness of humans and evil and good and right and wrong and true and honest. Like, humans are complicated, relationships are complicated. How you come out about these things and why you come out and what you do with it, and if you are also like maybe unwell and like shoot chandeliers inside of, you know, buildings, that doesn't mean they didn't do it for no reason or that some of their reasons aren't true. I have learned to say, when talking about people, instead of just talking about the bad, stating the good and the bad and putting an and with it. Like, he could be unwell and he can be honest about some of those things. He could be lying and some of it could be true. And I don't know. Like, a lot of puzzle pieces with not just Diddy, but like a lot of things kind of were all put together in what he was saying in this interrogation video. So, you know, I'm glad I'm not the person who has to like swim through it and try to piece together what's real and what's not.
But you are. This is our podcast and you have to do it now.
But I wasn't the police in the interrogation video. If you want to ask me on my scale of 1 to 10 how much I believe him, sure. I would put him at like a 6.5 and leave 3.5 room for like his own perspective, and I won't say crazy, I'll say unwell, because I think that might be more of what we're dealing with, and how much of him is unwell because of the community and society that he's wrapped up in. Like, this industry is dark and wild, crazy things happen, he has trauma, there's secrets, there's things, you've got the government, you've got the industry, you've got money, you've got police all involved in this. It's like, if he's crazy, there's reason he's crazy too, so...
Yeah. So do you remember how the Jonathan Audie story ends? Because all of this information, remember, is from his 35-minute interrogation video. Like I said, all of which is available on YouTube.
Yeah, I do know how this ends. The dude fucking disappears. No one knows where he's at.
Nobody knows where this fucking guy is at. So suppose he goes to jail. He's awaiting trial. That's about it.
It reminds me of the guy, the Scientology leader, and how no one's seen his wife. It's fucking weird.
Yeah. So I do whatever research I can do. You know what I mean? There's other videos and, you know, articles about other people doing their research. A few different things online that point that there might have been a death certificate that he may or may not have died. But it's like it's kind of inconclusive. It doesn't seem like he ever went to trial. There's none. You don't really hear from him again. So.
Another person in Diddy's life with possibly an ending.
It's weird. It's just weird. It's weird all around, man. That's what that one. I mean, it goes. That one
maybe
goes as far as you want to go.
We'll
as far as getting into the wacko zone. Another situation that supposedly, I think Cat Williams says this, is that. Do you remember when Jamie Foxx suffered his medical emergency?
Yeah, I have notes down here to talk about this. And also, isn't 50 Cent making a documentary right now? Like, is he going to be the next to pop up dead?
Well, supposedly, yeah. 50 Cent is number one hater, for sure. He does not seem afraid of him.
Yeah, whatever army that backs 50 Cent, he seems to be pretty confident in it and compared to Diddy's. So.
And I'll say right now, like, 50 seems to kind of like there's a lot of homophobia in the like critiques of some of the things that happen, and 50 falls right into this category. But he also seems to be rightly calling out Diddy for being a horrible person who has maybe killed a bunch of people or, you know, raped numerous women and a bunch of shit, like, deserves to be called out. But like, one thing that specifically happened is that 50 Cent, there's an interview from 2010 where he's saying that what happened is he, like, one day on his phone, he gets a message and he gets some pictures of Cassie, and he gets some like dirty pictures of Cassie.
Mm.
He doesn't say specifically what he sees. He does use the word penetration, and there's also it's implied that maybe there's some sort of like gangbang scenario that he sees. So it's not just like a nude photo or something. And so, you know, so he goes to Diddy right away because he's like, dude, Diddy, is this a girl? Like, what's up? Of course, like 50 Cent is thinking, like, you know, maybe she's, you know, what's going on, you know? And like, Diddy didn't seem surprised by the photos at all. He was like, oh, where'd you get them? You know,
yeah.
I think he made like a comment, something about like what happens in Miami stays in Miami. And 50 just says he felt like those photos weren't taken because of Cassie. He felt like it was Diddy. Those photos were because of Diddy, and he didn't know how, you know, why he was getting them. But it was like, this is something she wasn't doing because she wanted to. It was because Diddy had taken the photos. He thought that Diddy took the photos, basically.
I can't imagine being
Diddy, take the photos, the
web of people who get to be part of celebrity text chains. That shit's got to be unhinged.
We'll be right back.
But you still loading them and heating them up with all your single shit you've been dropping. You feel me? Loading them up on. It only takes structure. And you know, just paying attention to the climate of the game.
Yeah.
Know what I mean?
So do your homies got a role in your little, you mean?
Yeah, we all artists over here, man.
Y'all
trying
already?
Yeah, I'm trying. I'm trying to get them on there. Yeah.
Yeah. Damn,
we all artists, man. We go, you feel me? We gonna have this like,
bro, me and my man Kyle, we be like, I don't know, we play with this shit. I gotta lie, we play with this shit right now for real.
Don't play with it. Take that shit serious.
He also says that at one point, like in a different interview, I think that Diddy offered to like take him shopping, and that like set him off. He's like, when will the man take me shopping? But I think, you know, that kind of goes along with all the other stuff about like Diddy having control over you. If he takes you shopping, if he's buying things for you, then he expects you to do favors for him too. And like 50 said he's not having that.
Yeah. Huh. Well, 50 Cent says a lot more than that. Like, he fucking hates him. He thinks he's responsible for deaths and that he is horrible to women. Like, I mean, I probably share common sentiments with 50 Cent, but 50 Cent has a lot more context and obviously a bigger platform that he is not afraid to share these thoughts on. So I'm very interested to see the documentary come out. We might have to do like an update on this if we learn anything new, that comes out. And
50 and claims that he's making a documentary, that he's making the surviving P. Diddy documentary, that his production company is G-Unit, that G-Unit Video is is currently in production of surviving P. Diddy. Or the Diddy documentary, Diddy Do It or Not.
Oh my fucking God.
And he also has claimed that any profit from this, he will be donating to victims, either Diddy's victims or victims of sexual assault.
That's all great. I hope he does it. Yeah, and I hope he doesn't get like targeted next. I don't want to lose 50 Cent.
We here at Everything's Canceled podcast would like to say that we officially support you making that documentary, 50 Cent.
Yeah. Don't come after us, Diddy. If we support 50 Cent making this documentary, then I would like him to support me with his security and supporting him.
What did you want to say about Jamie Foxx too? Let's finish talking about Jamie Foxx's serious medical emergency and the potential rumor about that as well.
Okay,
I don't think we finished that.
Okay, remind me, how is Jamie Foxx related to this again?
So in April of 2023, Jamie Foxx's daughter posted on social media that Jamie Foxx had suffered a serious medical emergency and had been hospitalized. No other information was really given, right?
Right.
And so after that time, basically, like, he goes into the hospital. You hear about it from his daughter, you know, on Twitter. And then he's supposed to be filming a movie at the time with Cameron Diaz, and it gets put on hold. And he's in the hospital for a while. There are numerous celebrities all make their various well wishes to Jamie Foxx over time as he is in the hospital and recovering from his serious medical emergency. He later makes several statements about it. He never mentions specifically what it was or what caused him to be put into the hospital or what caused this medical emergency. Now, anything could have caused it. Cat Williams, in his interview in Club Shay Shay, his explosive interview on Club Shay Shay, one of the things that he says is he casually mentions that he believes that Diddy tried to kill Jamie Foxx, and that is why he was in the hospital. And this would potentially be another situation in which Diddy, who, you know, is known for revenge or, you know, trying to ruin the careers or potentially even ruin or kill the people who will not participate in his activities, that, you know, supposedly this would be another situation, maybe like Kim Porter, where he would have been poisoned or something to make it look like he was having like some sort of medical problem.
This is wild.
The claim is that supposedly, like, one of the things that Diddy do is have, like, these basketball parties where, like, have, like, a bunch of dudes over
he
and they all play basketball.
Parties.
Yeah, he loves parties. He's famous for parties. But he'd have these parties and he'd have, like, a bunch of dudes over and they'd all, like, get naked and play basketball. And supposedly, like, Jamie Foxx didn't want to party anymore and Diddy tried to kill him. According to Cat Williams, I guess. Either is it 50? Maybe 50 is the one who talks about, yeah, no, 50 is the one who talks about Little Baby at Michael Rubin's white party and Diddy and like another guy, maybe Michael Rubin's or somebody else are hugging Little Baby from front and back. They definitely look like they're on drugs. And of course, 50 is like, this. They're gay.
I need to host these naked basketball parties at my house and get fucking Jamie Foxx and
there's also another
babes
one.
In my house naked playing basketball. It's so random.
Yeah, and then have your chefs and then give them food afterwards and show up with the apps, appies. And then another rumor is like that people like to tell is like supposedly like Denzel. Oh, the rumor people say is that like you see him when he went to Diddy's 40th B-Day, his birthday party and 2009, it's at the New York Plaza Hotel. Like, Diddy throws like a massive 40th birthday party, Diddy's birthday bash. He spent $3 million on this massive party. And like, apparently,
Will
like,
Smith was better,
right? Who had the more expensive party? But supposedly, like, there's video of Denzel leaving the party and he's like leaving before the after party, you know, and there's like his face. He doesn't look happy. I don't know, you know, but people are saying like he looks like something bad happened. Like he looks like he's like, you know, he's upset about whatever he saw there, you know. And supposedly he never went to another Diddy party after that either. But I mean, I don't know. Was he just he's just leaving?
All right. So Diddy is the biggest pest in Hollywood.
Dude, yeah.
Most hated, biggest pest.
What else do we got here? The Wendy Williams feud too. That also goes to the gay rumors. Diddy supposedly got her fired from her radio show on Hot 97 because she had supposedly two separate photos of Diddy that ultimately like got her in trouble. There's one where there's a photo from way back in the day. It's a photo.
I can't remember if I like Wendy Williams or if I don't like her for some reason. So I'm neutral on Wendy Williams. Maybe this will help me decide.
Misa Hylton, who is one of Diddy's baby mamas. I think it's his first kid, maybe. It's before he had any kids like with Kim Porter or anything. And there's a photo that Wendy Williams had of Diddy's kid with Suge Knight. And this is like during the fucking like the height of the like East Coast, West Coast thing. So it's like Suge Knight like playing with fucking Diddy's kid. And so that was like this big fucking deal. And supposedly like paid to take the photo. She also, back in 2015, she called out Diddy for potentially having an abusive relationship with Cassie. She just made kind of an offhand comment, something about like, I would believe it, you know, or it would make sense, something kind of to that degree.
Okay.
And then, but ultimately, she claims that she was fired from Hot 97 because of Diddy, because she had a picture of Diddy. He's on vacation in Cancun, and there's a video of like another dude pulling his shorts down. And this is like too embarrassing. It was like this gay ass photo. And so to like bury her, he fucking had her fired and ruined her career.
It's not even that like, okay. No, all right, Diddy.
Dude pulling his shorts down.
He's got a temper, man.
Gene Deal also claims that he walked in. No, that he was guarding the door while Diddy fucked Ja Rule in a hotel. Ugh. There's a million of them. There's a million of them.
How do you get this many like accusations, dude? Like he needs to There's chill. There's a lot of stories no about chill. This
dude.
He's everywhere. There would just be like so much less violence and upset and all of these things if it was just okay to be gay in the industry. Because there wouldn't be blackmail and there wouldn't be violence and there wouldn't be threats and secret photos and all of these things. If it was just okay for him to be gay and he was gay and he was doing all these things, I mean, it would not be okay to rape and murder people, but there just seems to be a lot of blackmail wrapped up in this gay thing.
I don't know so much if he's gay or if it's really even just like a power thing. You know what I mean? It seems that seems to be the case to me, but I don't know.
I mean, it could be both.
Yeah. So I don't think I have any more Diddy stories. I think that's fucking it, dude.
That's
all mine. That's all I got for now.
That brings me to the wrap-up question of, so how canceled is Diddy? And I think we're waiting to find out this time.
Yeah, right.
He's so far like skated out of like everything, and that kind of scares me. Like, is he not going down this time? Or is this it? And everything is blowing up for Diddy.
All of these stories in the same way. Nothing happens to Diddy. That Diddy just doesn't go to prison. That he's fucking fine, you know? Yeah.
Does he finally get enough lawsuits to bankrupt him? Does he finally get enough accusations to lose his reputation? Does he finally get enough accusations against him to land him in jail for rape or even murder? Or what happens to Diddy?
That was the thing that really blew my mind on this one. When I think of Puff Daddy, I think of the kind of clowny guy dancing in the shiny suit in the Mo Money, Mo Problems video. I think of his goofy dance moves. His songs fucking suck, pretty much. They're all just rip-off songs. Like, you know, samples are great, but it's just like, these songs, there's so little to them. They all fucking suck. But like, it blew my mind when I really found out how much there was to this story. And like, that he's not in prison or that nothing has fucking happened to this guy, man. Like, all of this shit that seems like fairly credible and that, you know, he never really got hit with anything. The dude's bad. You can say what you want about him being the devil or evil or not, but the dude has done some bad shit and he's gotten away with fucking all of it.
What's mind-blowing is that, like, yeah, he's not really that great. He kind of sucked anyways, back to, like, Herman's rules. Totally. But somehow he was, like, the top entertainer for, like, many years. He's a billionaire.
Yeah, he's got a lot of money, really, and he's won a fuck ton of awards.
So is this story, Diddy is obviously the main character in this story, but is this story more about, like, the industry as a whole and how power and money can move you up and give you power and give you immunity in such a way? Because it's just like, well, no one seems to like him.
Yeah.
He's scary. Everyone knows. It doesn't seem like the industry's covering for him necessarily. It's that his money and his lawyers and his evilness and his blackmail has gotten him to just sit where he's at. Maybe he really is the Antichrist. I don't know.
I'll go on record right now and say that, like, I don't buy a lot of the shit that, like, will always qualify as wacko shit when I'm talking about it. But fuck, dude, like, when it comes to, like, Diddy being the devil or making a deal with the devil or whatever, I don't fucking believe that. But he certainly seems to be willing to do anything that is required to, you know, maintain like power over people and to maintain his position of power to whatever degree, right? Like, to any like kind of level of evil. And it's kind of like hard to imagine like that that's really any different.
Hell, Satan, whatever. But yeah. Like, but if evil is a real word, it might be Diddy.
He's a bad dude.
Yeah. All right. So should we wrap this up on a little bit of a lighter note?
Yeah, we're gonna fucking talk about here.
Because yeah, Diddy's canceled. We'll see how canceled. We'll see what happens. Yeah. But like, you know, he's very cancelable. We should be done with Diddy.
See what happens. I think prediction here. I think we're probably gonna have to come back to this because we'll see what happens with like the lawsuits and
the documentary.
If any of this other stuff fucking comes out, we'll see what happens with Keefe D and the Tupac trial.
Or but, if more victims come forward.
You know, I can't see this guy staying where he is. I can't see how he's skated on all these things. And there's got to be more to this. So I feel like we're going to have to come back to the Diddy story at some point when the axe falls.
But what happens when you have freak-offs with the judge and you've got blackmail on him and like...
Very powerful lawyers who seem to know to be involved in so many things that are important.
They're having freak-offs. Everyone's having freak-offs. And maybe, now everyone is fucked.
I never heard that story, but sure, I'm sure there's lawyer freak-offs too. Everybody's freaking off, man. Get freaky.
Nickelback has a song about it. She didn't make it this far,
but you're shaking hands. Yeah, we're going to make a freaky playlist for y'all.
Okay, on a lighter note, I'm going to try something new here. Because there's all this current event pop culture crap that we absorb that we don't make episodes on. That, especially while looking into our episodes that we do, we run across all this celebrity news. And some of it, most of it's useless, but... Some of it's fun, so I'm just gonna go through some of the things that have happened in recent pop culture,
mm-hmm.
and you don't have to go deep right off the bat. Just tell me your thoughts, your feelings, mm-hmm. your opinions. Ready? What has happened recently? All right.
Pop culture roundup.
What'd you think of Usher's Super Bowl performance on a scale of 1 to 10?
5. It was okay. It was pretty all right. There were some good parts. The skate part was great. Luda was good. Like he was good. You know what I mean? Oh, who was Alicia Keys? Right.
Yeah,
her outfit
babe.
Was pretty cool. Yeah, it was. It wasn't bad, but like there have been some kick-ass performances. Like it was kind of like it was very like mid.
I've been trying to, like, I'm an Usher fan. I've been trying to, like, get rid of him because I keep learning things I don't like about him. I'm going to do an Usher episode. And then he came out and it was like your toxic ex-boyfriend. I was like, damn.
I do think that Usher is incredibly talented. He is an amazing singer and an amazing dancer. He is a very talented individual.
I enjoyed it very much. I will leave it at that. It was a 10 for me. What did you think of Taylor Swift and Kelce?
I don't know what's even important about it.
I mean, the Super Bowl was about Usher and Taylor.
Yeah, totally.
No thoughts on Taylor. Was it all rigged?
We all knew where that was going. So whatever, you know. I know that everybody hates we hate to talk about that, but it's like you were there the moment that they started dating. I called it right. The moment that they started dating, I said that Kansas City Chiefs are winning the Super Bowl this year.
Yeah, I think that it's rigged, but not for like. The vaccine Biden reasons. I just think it's like sports. It's a little bit
totally.
Rigged.
It's because
and they
it's
just
big
brought
money.
In tons of money. It's all the things.
It's
was
all
good.
It's
it
all
good
for the
football.
Taylor Swift reaction shot, and you know, and people and can scream and cry about it all they want, but it's only going to make them more money. So whatever.
And I'm here for like the girly shit. I'm actually on my other podcast doing an episode on Taylor Swift this week, and I'm going to learn all kinds of shit. and I was like ready. I don't listen to. I'm not a Swiftie. You know, I knew her. Her OG days and
you are a country music
I love
fan,
country
though.
Music and once she went to pop I lost it. I didn't keep up with Taylor Swift, so the whole Swifty thing has missed me, but I wanted to like come to her defense and be like, you know, pro girl, you know, go Taylor. And now I'm just like kind of learning totally separate things, like that she's had sex with minors and that, you know, she's has mm-hmm. this private jet that mm-hmm. she flies. Yeah,
I knew about the PJ and about the
there are
sex
two
with
there are two boys that rape? She dated underage. Maybe I'm assuming there was sex involved. Nonetheless, she's dated two underage boys.
Okay.
I don't know. I'll plug it in later.
Yeah,
maybe we'll do a Swiftie episode.
Yeah, I can't wait for that one.
All right, next quickly, what do you think of Drake's dick?
What did you think of Drake's dick?
Okay, here's my Drake dick review in case you missed it. It is a video. I am uncertain if it's actually him. It
waggling.
Could be him.
It was waggling.
Hold on. Here is my dick review, my dick rating. by Lorena.
Free dick rating.
Free dick rating for Drake. You're welcome. Can't quite tell if it's him. Could be him.
Venmo us later.
Yeah, Venmo me. $10. Definitely unsure if it's him. Could be him. Could definitely be him. The features you can see. But the phone is in front of his face. He is not like pointing it to a mirror in front of him He's sprawled out. I don't know. I'm unconvinced. I don't know. It could be him. It could not be him.
It could be anybody.
The dick is at half mast. It is not fully hard. There's that. And that's just disappointing by default. And misleading because if you have a big dick, like bring it. I want to see. And that being said, it's just being called ginormous.
My parents listen to this episode.
Yeah. And it being called ginormous is a little much. It is above average. It is fine. But Drake is super problematic in all these other ways. So, you know, I'm taking a moment to like celebrate his dick, but I don't want to forget there are reasons I hate him. I can't. It's an underage girl situation. We can't like Drake.
YK Osiris as well. Was he controlling of YK Osiris potentially? Was YK Osiris Drake's bitch basically?
We'll have to do a Drake episode. Okay. Next in the pop culture. This is a two-parter, and it's our last one.
Okay.
Beyonce going country, but also Jay-Z's speech about Beyonce. Start with Jay-Z's speech against Beyonce.
What did he say?
I'll tell you my response to it. He said to the crowd as he got up and accepted his own award, pointing to his wife, that girl right there has more, best songs of the year with no album of the year. By your own metrics, that shit is whack. Like, why has she never gotten album of the year when she keeps getting, you know, songs of the year?
Okay. Do you want to say, I have two thoughts.
Well,
do
my
you
only want, thought yeah, say, do you is, want to say yours first? I mean, yeah, sure. Whatever. I am just coming into my Beyonce era as of last night where I was like, you know what? I have not gone down the Beyonce rabbit hole. We watched Black is King again last night, and I was, like, into it.
So good, dude.
So, Beyonce going into country for it.
And the song's good, too.
What I've read is, like, a general consensus of Beyonce's music is that she puts out some jams, but she's never put out, like, a whole album that is, like, worthy of album of the year. But I don't know. Black and King album, that was the shit. Yeah, so I don't know. He could be right. He could be wrong. My take was this woman has more Grammys than any woman in history. And he got up to like make a point about it. And yet this man still cheated on this woman. And I saw who he cheated on her with. And maybe, yeah.
You had to. I had to look her up.
Becky with the good hair. Okay.
Let me tell my thoughts.
Yeah, Jay-Z's speech, your thoughts.
Well, he says that Beyonce deserves an award. Dude, probably. Her shit's fucking awesome, dude.
Yeah, she does.
I don't know. And like, I don't follow the Grammys, so I don't know how many she's gotten or how many other people have gotten or how many she may deserve or not. And you know what? I don't fucking care because awards don't fucking matter. It's just people giving stupid awards that don't fucking matter. So I don't care. Obviously, I'm not in a position to win any awards. Nobody's giving this podcast an award. Who cares? Awards don't fucking matter at all. So whatever on that. But he's probably right. She probably deserved it. I don't know. Like you said, we watched Black is King last night. That she's amazing. It's so fucking good. I mean, it's really fucking good. Her music is great. You know, like,
I disagree. I think the awards say something.
Okay.
They say
sure.
something about people. They say something about the industry. They say something about how these things are chosen and the power dynamics with celebrities. It's everything. It's a fashion show. It's everything. It's. Yeah, but it's significant because we made it significant. It's all dumb. It's all made up. It's all stupid.
Yeah.
But like, so are holidays, and we still buy our kids Christmas presents. You know what I mean?
That's fun.
Do we miss a Christmas? Do we miss a Grammy show? Like, they happen every year. Okay. But Beyonce going country?
Well, yeah. And then, my dad thought Beyonce going country. We listened to both the songs, right? There's the two of them.
Yeah.
Do you remember what they're called? No, I can't remember the
16
title.
16 Carriages and like Texas Hold'em.
Yeah, Texas Hold'em. Texas Hold'em was fire. I like that one a lot. That was a jam. So I thought the 16 Carriages was alright. But
I posted that the best thing to happen to country music in over 10 years is Beyonce taking her stab at it and taking her turn to do it, and the internet ate me alive. I don't give a fuck.
Yeah, fuck them. They're wrong. I'm here for it. No way. It was a jam, dude. The Texas Hold'em was good. I like that song.
We keep covering like artists and like the rap world, and like here, you know, a tidbit about me. I'm a huge country music fan. I come from country radio, country.
Mm-hmm. I'll back you up on that.
Yep. I'm a huge country fan. I know it in and out from every era. And so I have a lot of opinions, and I have loathed female country music for the last few years. I feel like Taylor Swift before she went pop. I am. Carrie Underwood ruined country music for me. I am over Miranda Lambert. I am over every girl trying to be the old Taylor Swift. New, it's all the same thing. It's my boyfriend cheated on me. I need to be taken downtown. It's the same blonde voice over and over. I can't even tell the difference. There's so many names, and when I look them up, the girl looks exactly the same to me. I'm so over it. And the songs have sounded horrible. And so I'm hoping Beyonce brings her blackness to it with all that comes with that, her politics, her culture, her... And she, you know, that Texas Hold'em song is like the first country song where she just like threw a bitch in there, and it just sounded, I was just like, yes, a real cuss word in a song right now. Like, I can use that. Country music needs more of that. And it was trendy and it was hip the way, you know, the songs that we're kind of liking right now, but it was just like more edgier and like vocally talented, and I was into it. I wanted to see her dance to it. I love her clothes. It's good. And then even better, 16 Carriages was like, you know, I think that's the Beyonce we're going to see in country music, is more the 16 Carriages style. The Texas Hold'em song is more, you know, pop, radio friendly. You know, that was going to be the hit off of it.
I mean, maybe, I don't know. It seems like we got an album coming.
But
right?
A whole album is coming. Album, yeah. Right? Post Malone's got a country album coming. I'm here for it.
Okay.
Yeah. So that was, you know, this
Texas Hold'em. Good.
Yeah. Beyonce queen. So let's just touch on what is next, because I was actually looking at like our list of what's coming next. Maybe we should just take a poll with our listeners of what they want next.
We got a lot of ideas.
Yeah, we got a lot of ideas. We've been wanting to do Lizzo for a while, but we're kind of putting it off because I'm actually kind of waiting for shit to blow up again. I just like feel like it's not settled yet. We're going to hear more about Lizzo. And yeah, I want to do an Usher episode, Usher and his herpes. It's a big episode. The lawsuits with that. What do you want to do next?
What are our other ones? Let me see. We had a couple on the top of the list. I remember Spacey.
I've been wanting to do a Sister Wives Cody Brown episode. I know.
We just did Will and Jada. We're not doing another like pet project ass episode.
Shut up.
Diddy, Spacey. We had Jonah Hill. We're talking about doing the chicks.
Oh, yeah. Maybe we could go from, you know, Beyonce just performed with the Dixie Chicks, and they are one of the OG canceled, you know? So maybe we should do chicks next.
God, we got so many on the list. I mean, also Woody Allen, Cosby, Michael.
I'm not ready for Cosby.
We got a lot of sports ones that we'd like to hit. Deshaun Watson, Trevor Bauer, Julio
Arias. Yeah, should we
go
into sports?
Kobe. Weinstein, Epstein, Chris Brown, Steven Tyler.
It never ends.
We want to do Depp versus Heard.
Yeah, Johnny Depp, Amber Heard.
Rachel Dolezal in the news recently. I had that on our story.
That's the chick that pretended to be black. Yeah,
the blackface. But it's a lot more to that story, actually, when you learn a little bit more about her. Real interesting.
That's a whole rabbit trail.
Yep, definitely. All right, well, whatever. That's a lot
of
fucking
maybe
ideas.
Maybe we should take a poll. Maybe we'll narrow it down to, you know, two each, and then we'll ask our listeners.
Yeah.
So, yeah, if you don't know, we have an Instagram at Everything's Canceled on Instagram, and Herman over here posts really annoying, horrible memes all the time. He thinks he's so funny.
Yep. I'm hilarious.
People think he's funny, so you can come enjoy his shit, and... we'll do polls and we'll update you on new episodes as they come and what we're working on. Sorry for my paper in the back.
Yeah, you're gonna be right.
Okay.
Okay. Are we done? Are we done with this one?
Yeah. Bye, Diddy. Bye.
Yeah. Bye, Diddy. Enough of you. I think
brother
there's
love.
There is only one way to end this podcast, and we are going out this way. No disrespect to Big, I guess, but there's only one appropriate way to end this podcast. I don't know. It was Big canceled. I don't know, his music is great. I don't know if he's like cancelable or canceled for anything else. So like, no disrespect to Big, but like I said, only one way to end this one. So yeah.
Bye.
That's why I fucked your bitch, you fat motherfucker. West Side, bad boy killers. You know who the realest is, niggas. We bring it to you. First off, fuck your bitch in the clique you claim. West Side, when we ride, come equipped with game. You claim to be a player, but I fucked your wife. We bust on bad boys, niggas fuck for life. Plus, Puffy trying to see me weak, hearts I rip. Biggie Smalls and Junior Mafia, some mark ass bitches. We keep on coming while we running for your juice. Steady gunning, keep on busting at the boots. You know the rules. Little Caesar, go ask your homie how I leave you. Cut your young ass up, leave you in pieces. Now be deceased. Lil' Kim, don't fuck around with real G's. Quick to snatch your ugly ass off the streets. So fuck peace. I let them niggas know it's on for life. Don't let the West Side ride the night. Bad boy murdered on wax and kill. Fuck with me and get your caps peeled. You know, see, grab your blocks when you see Tupac. Call the cops when you see Tupac. Who shot me? But your pumps didn't finish. Now you're about to feel the wrath of a menace. Nigga, I hit him up.
Check this out. You motherfuckers know what time it is. I don't even know why I'm on this track. Y'all niggas ain't even on my level. I'ma let my little homies ride on you. Bitch made ass bad boy bitches. Feel.
Get out the way, yo, get out the way, yo. Biggie Smalls just got dropped. Little move past the mat. And let me hit him in his back. Frank Wright need to get spanked right for setting traps. Little accident murderers, and I ain't never heard of ya. Poisonous cats attack when I'm serving ya. Spank and shake your whole style when I gank. Guard your rank, cause I'ma slam your ass in the paint. Puffy weaker than the fucking block I'm running through, nigga. And I'm smoking Junior Mafia in front of you, nigga. With the ready power, tucking my gas under my Eddie Bauer. Your clout petty sour, I'll push packages every hour. Hit him up.
Grab your Glocks when you see Tupac. Call the cops when you see Tupac. Who shot me, but your punks didn't finish. Now you're about to feel the wrath of a menace. Nigga, we hit him up. People, how we do it, keep it real. It's penitentiary steel. This ain't no freestyle battle. All you niggas getting killed with your mouths open. Trying to come up off of me, you in the clouds open. Smoking dope, it's like a Sherman. Niggas think they learn to fly, but they burn, motherfucker. You deserve to die. Talking about you getting money, but it's funny to me. All you niggas living for me, why you fucking with me? I'm a self-made millionaire. Thug living out of prison, pistols in the air. Biggie, remember when I used to let you sleep on the couch and beg a bitch to let you sleep in the house? Now it's all about Versace. You copy my style. Five shots couldn't drop me. I took it and smell. Now I'm about to set the record straight. With my AK, I'm still the thug that you love to hate. Motherfucker, I hear
from NEW Jersey, with plenty murders occurs. No points of comment. We bring the drama to all you heard. Now we check the scenario. Little C's, I bring you fake G's. See your knees, copping please, the scenario. Little Kim, is you coked up or doped up? It's your little Junior Wapa click smoked up. What the fuck is you stupid? I take money, crashing and mash through Brooklyn. With my click looting, shooting and polluting your block. With 15 shot, cock lock to your knot. Outlaw, mafia click, moving up another notch. In your box top spots, get mopped and dropped. All your fake ass East Coast props, brainstormed and locked.
Use a beat writer, a pop style taker. I tell you to your face, you ain't shit but a faker. So for the Alizé with a chaser, about to get murdered for the paper. ED, I mean approach the scene of the caper. Like a loke, with low season and a choke. Toting smoke, we ain't no motherfucking joke. Dog like niggas better be known. We approaching in a wide open gun smoking. No need for hoping it's a battle lost. I got him crossed as soon as the funk was popping off. Nigga, I hit him up.
Now you tell me who won. I see them, they run. They don't wanna see us. Whole Junior Mafia clique dressing up trying to be us. How the fuck they gonna be the mob when we always on our job? We millionaires. Killing ain't fair, but somebody gotta do it. Oh yeah, Mob Deep. You wanna fuck with us? You little young ass motherfuckers. Don't one of you niggas got sickle cell or something? You fucking with me, nigga. You fuck around, have a seizure or a heart attack. You better back the fuck up before you get smacked the fuck up. It's how we do it on our side. Any of you niggas from New York that wanna bring it, bring it. But we ain't singing, we bringing drama. Fuck you and your motherfucking mama. We gonna kill all you motherfuckers. Now when I came out, I told you it was just about Biggie. Then everybody had to open their mouth with a motherfucker opinion. Well, this how we gonna do this. Fuck Mob Deep. As a staff, record label, and as a motherfucking crew. And if you wanna be down with Bad Boy, then fuck you too. Chino XL, fuck you too. All you motherfuckers, fuck you too. All of y'all motherfuckers, fuck you, die slow, motherfucker. My fofo makes sure all y'all kids don't grow. You motherfuckers can't be us or see us. We motherfucking thug like riders, West Side till we die. Out here in California, nigga, we warn you, we'll bomb on you motherfuckers. We do our job. You think you mob, nigga, we the motherfucking mob. Ain't nothing but killers and real niggas, all you motherfuckers feel us. Our shits go triple and four quadruple. You niggas laugh cause our staff got guns in they motherfuckers' belts. You know how it is when we drop records, they fail.
realest. Fuck 'em, we bad boy killers.